sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Thursday, July 3rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, just to put a final point on this big, beautiful bill, and Mike is absolutely correct. Dave Ageham is absolutely correct. When this economy gets reinvigorated and the markets start to react, when the consumer confidence starts to react, when inflation starts to slow down, prices stabilize, if not go down. Again, being a former truck driver, I know exactly how much the truck drivers get. Independent owner operators, trucking companies, the fuel surcharges that they get because of the high prices of diesel. Well, guess what? When it goes down, the cost of items in the stores, every single item on the shelf, the prices will go down. Food prices will stabilize. I predict you're going to see a possible drop in beef prices. Pork, chicken, vegetables, all of it. Why? Because the market will be expanded. Now, some say that they can only produce so much food. So if you increase the markets in other countries, that'll be less food for America that will cause the prices to go up. Well, there's a certain component of that is true. However, a lot of people, because the prices weren't stabilized, got out of farming. As a result, their production went out of the supply chain, causing prices to go up. Well, when it becomes profitable to be a farmer again, they'll get back into farming. Most farmers love farming. It's their life. It's a lifestyle. Just like basically being a truck driver. It's a lifestyle. If you enjoy it, you do it. Well, here's the other component. You got to make profits in order to stay in business. And as a result, many of these people have gotten out of the business. Well, it's going to change really soon. Really, really, really soon. So we're going to see what happens when this bill passes. You're going to see a reaction in the marketplace. You're going to see exactly what is going to happen. And when it does, Democrats are not going to be able to stop it. Pure and simple. Not going to be able to stop it. And when they can't stop it, and the people start seeing the results of what Trump and the Republicans are doing, it's going to change the dynamic in next year's election. Bottom line. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Thursday. Joining us on the line right now is Jonathan Deek. He's the founder of InstituteForFamilyJustice.com is the website. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you today. After our interview last week, I got a few folks that reached out to me. I texted them the information about your organization. And again, I want to make sure, even though we've mentioned this in the past, I want to make sure that everybody understands that this Institute for Family Justice, exactly what the mission is, what it is that you're doing, and how you are providing information for folks. You're not an attorney. You're not providing legal advice, but basically providing information. Explain the mission and explain the process of what you're doing in talking with and advising people.
Sure. Yeah, so I provide peer support for parents going through this so they can know where their court forms are, where the laws are, right, so that they could file the paperwork either on their own or with an attorney, you know. And then once we get enough funding, we will be providing legal advice. You know, we're going to have some attorneys on staff, and we will be providing model motions to be used with memorandums of law in support of those motions to be used to litigate for specific family court issues. And the end goal, really, the real goal that we're going towards, is we're going to be taking appellate cases to the Supreme Court, trying to get more case law created in favor of parents and their rights to be active in their children's life.
And one of the things that I think people need to understand, and again, this has to deal with custody, this has to do with friend of the court, this has to do with divorce. You know, it's a very trying time for couples to have to deal with this. But when the marriages break down and it gets to the point where, okay, we're not going to try to continue working at this, we're going to get a divorce, we file the papers, both sides usually get an attorney to represent them. They go to court. They get involved in this. But when there's children involved, that's a completely different process. Explain that process to folks listening.
Yeah, so when there's children involved, you know, you have to figure out how you're going to, you know, split the time for the children and how you're going to care for the children. And the way a lot of the laws are currently set up, they're not really set up in order to share children equally. For some reason, they created the laws to where one parent was an active, loving parent, but now they're going to be a visitor at best in their child's life. And statistics of that program have shown that children that go through that kind of program that lose access to one of their parents like that are significantly more likely to end up in prison. And so the laws really are set up in a way that doesn't really help children the way that they could be right now, which is why we're looking to get some case law created to show that, you know, that the parents and the children have a First Amendment right of association, and they should be, so in the unfortunate event that a family does split up, that it is split equally amongst both the parents.
And see, this is something that people don't realize when you mention that statistic, where we're looking at a situation where this does cause problems for the children going forward, interacting with other children, perhaps, you know, not doing well in school, leading to gangs, leading to, you know, drugs, leading to prison, jail, whatever. This is absolutely something that does happen. It's very real in a lot of young people's lives as a result of these divorces and these custody battles and the way they interact with the family.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate the way this is turning out, and which is why we really need to start looking at what we can do. Our prison population is exploding. The cost on the taxpayer is enormous. The cost on our business is gigantic, because think about it. These people, instead of these poor children that end up institutionalized and knowing just a broken life and a life of crime, are not able to contribute to society the way they could have been had they been provided both of their parents. And if they're able to contribute into society and have jobs and have careers and get higher education, then that creates a whole lot more spending power. And that spending power also creates tax revenue. And something we really need to look at is how we're going to turn around the ship of this giant deficit that we have. You know, we've got all these trillions of dollars that we owe. And if we keep destroying our community, starting with our children and destroying our tax revenue, our capability to produce, we're not going to get out of this hole. And so if we're going to change this, we need to look at our greatest asset, our absolute greatest asset, which is our children. And we need to start giving what they need to thrive.
But one of the things that I know part of the mission is to raise money so that you guys can develop a trust fund, start investing it, and being able to generate income from the interest. I know ultimately that's the goal. But initially, you have to get started in actually having some wins, actually having people get some results in their lives. You've been advising, you and your team have been advising people not only in Michigan, but across the country. Is there any particular cases that you can point to, any specific cases or family situations where you guys have been able to give some advice, provide information that has actually helped people get through this process?
Yeah, there's quite a few. The most specific one would be Antonio Compies Jr. You know, he had a case out of Florida. You know, and I went through his entire case, read it all, and then helped him go through the Japanese courts. And I was talking to his lawyers there at the Yuhano Law Firm. You know, he authorized them to speak with me directly. And I just gave them all of the court documents from Florida. And he ended up winning a Hague case and winning a case in Japan and brought his daughter back to Florida.
Unbelievable. And this was something that he, prior to meeting you, learning this information, getting this information, sharing it with his attorneys, basically he had been dealing with this for approximately how long had he been dealing with this legal situation?
I think it was like 3 years he had been going on through this, because, you know, he had to win the case in Florida court, in the local court. Then he had to go through and win the case in The Hague. Then he had to find her in Japan. And then he had to start litigating in Japan. So it was a very long, drawn-out ordeal. And so one of the things that I do for parents is they don't understand the legal process as well as I do. And so what I'm able to do is take what they tell me, and then I can interact with their lawyer and help explain their position to their lawyer in a way that the lawyer understands how to represent them best.
Got it. And then he uses case law, statutes, different things to make sure he presents the case properly in their defense, and that's how you're able to get the results.
Absolutely. And I can tell you right now, every parent that I've helped, I'm batting 1,000. I haven't lost yet. In 5 years, I haven't lost yet.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, one of the things that a lot of people, you know, this is a very sensitive situation. People aren't, you know, willing to come forward and necessarily, you know, tell us all the information up front, text messages to me to ask you questions. So basically, the best way to do it is for people to reach out to you directly to get this information. And how do you recommend people do that?
Generally, the best way is just a phone call. You know, my cell phone number is there on the website. They can call. I generally answer it, you know, and then, you know, we'll do an introductory meeting. They can explain where they're at. And then, you know, if they're willing or they want to move forward, then they can start providing me their court documents and I can start reviewing them. And then I can also show them some great programs that we've developed to help them analyze and summarize all of their documents in ways that really help their attorneys to litigate on their behalf.
Right. Well, I do have a folder set up on my phone. All you have to do, folks, is text me family, and my phone will automatically reply back with the screenshot of the phone number as well as the website. Phone number is 231-330-6825, and the website is I4FJ.com, Institute for Family Justice.com, I4FJ.com. One of the things that I think is really interesting in this process, Jonathan, is the attorneys themselves. They know the laws. They know the process. But sometimes I'm not really sure, because I've had people tell me, well, I felt my attorney was just in this for the money. You know, the more he could drag this case out, the longer he could, you know, delay the ultimate, you know, final decision, he was able to charge me by the hour, you know, where you're basically saying, okay, that can be expedited because this, and this information, these documents can basically force the attorneys to be able to get to the bottom line, get to the decision, and potentially save families and these people going through these divorces potentially a ton of money.
Yeah, one of the things that we do is we go through the rules of civil procedure and we look what the things are that are available in your local court. And then we also go through the professional code of conduct and what the attorney's job is, you know. And once a parent understands the rules on how the court system operates and understands the duty of their attorney, it becomes a lot easier for them to talk to their attorney in a way that commands results.
Yeah, absolutely. And not be caught up in all the delays and the jargon and basically not understanding the process. You get them to understand the process so that the attorney can't drag it out, that they have to basically get to the nuts and bolts of the case and make sure this document, that document gets processed and put forward as a motion so that they can then get their day in court and hopefully expedite the entire process.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Well, I've got this set up again on my phone, folks. All you have to do is text me family, and my phone will automatically send you the screenshot to get a hold of Jonathan, and again, the website, and be able to get in touch with them. One final thought before I let you go. One of the things that is very discerning to a lot of people is how they don't understand the friend of the court, and I want to make sure you explain this kind of quickly here. This is done at the local county level, even though there's state statutes, even national statutes. What we're looking at, what we're dealing with, is the counties. Explain that process to folks real quick.
Yeah, the friend of the court was created because back when the court started making child support orders, there wasn't much enforcement for it. And so a lot of people were not paying the child support, and the parents that were owed the child support had no recourse. And in my opinion, it was done with the best of intentions, but it wasn't done as well as it could be because it provided representation for only one party and not both, which would be a 14th Amendment violation. But what they do is they're created basically to enforce and administer child support. And I recently just got the documents here from Emmett County. The federal government gives Emmett County right now this year about $750,000 a year, going up to $850,000 a year in the next couple of years. So that the federal government gives Emmett County almost $750,000 every year to administer child support. And that is basically all that they do. That's what they're supposed to do. For some reason, you know, they do custody stuff, which you could say is, well, in order to administer child support, you have to have a custody order. And since so much of their budget is dependent upon this federal grant money, it makes me wonder if they have the grant money as their best interest, as what they're working for, or if they're working for, like, happy, stable children and a good family unit. And so there's some questions that need to be raised about the financial incentives given for the administration of child support.
Very good. Got another text message coming in. This person is in our listening area on 97.7. He said, but his family that's dealing with this situation is down in Kentucky. Are you able to understand their laws and be able to give them some advice for Kentucky? Real quick, 30 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. All the law states are basically the same. We'll just go to your county's website. We'll find their forms. We'll find the rules of court. We'll find the rules of evidence. And then you'll have some homework to do, which is read these books so you can understand what's going on. And I can help you find all of the resources that you need to be successful.
Very good. Again, text me family. I'll send you the phone number and the website to Jonathan Deek, his Institute for Family Justice. We totally support what they're doing. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Jonathan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Randy. Good day.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.